Hi, everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Associate Site Editor for SearchStorage.com. I'm here today with Mark Stamer, President and CDS of Dragon Slayer Consulting, to talk about storage virtualization. Hi, Mark, and thanks for being here with me today.
Hi, Megan. You're most welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So, Mark, my first question is, what are the main benefits of storage virtualization software for storage managers?
Well, storage virtualization software is different than server virtualization software, so the benefits are different. And to get to the benefits, we need to look at it, the differences first. When you use storage virtualization software, what you're doing is you're converting a server, typically an x86 server, into a storage controller so that you're essentially rolling your own. Now, you can turn that controller or that server into the controller and the storage inside the server into the storage system, or typically you can use storage outside that server as well as part of the storage system. Server virtualization takes a server platform and makes it appear to be multiple platforms by virtualizing the hardware and giving you access to it from multiple operating systems and applications. So it's a different approach. So the real benefit in storage virtualization is that you can use commodity hardware or less expensive storage to provide enterprise class functionality.
Okay, and looking on the other side of storage virtualization, what are some of the challenges that users seem to be running into?
Well, the biggest challenge is you end up with multiple vendors that you're in support of. Storage has traditionally been a very risk-averse market. Risk-averse meaning that people don't really want to take a lot of chances, and this is because it's your data. You lose your data, you're in deep doo-doo. You don't want to lose your data, so you tend to be a little bit more risk-averse. As a result of that, many organizations would prefer to buy from a vendor that provides them a complete storage system that is managed and serviced and maintained by the vendor so that if there's a problem with the hardware, it's one vendor. If there's a problem with the software, it's one vendor. Storage virtualization software means that you're buying the software from one vendor, and typically you're buying the hardware from another. So when problems occur, you've got to be a pretty technically astute shop to solve problems and to be able to isolate whose problem it really is.
Right. Now, are there certain circumstances or environments where you should avoid storage virtualization?
Well, it depends. Right now, storage virtualization is showing up in every storage system. If you see the concept of the virtual run or virtual pool of storage, there's storage virtualization in there. If you can move data from one volume to another without being disruptive, there's storage virtualization. Thin provisioning is a form of storage virtualization. So the question makes more sense is there a situation where you should avoid storage virtualization? Software that is separate from hardware, yeah, there are. If you're worried about the finger pointing that can go on with vendors, that would be the big reason. Many vendors on the storage system side will void their warranty if they're behind someone else's storage virtualization. Now, that's more true in the block storage side than the file storage side. File storage virtualization is a little bit different because you can do the virtualization without actually controlling or ultimately being in the path of the data and a lot more effectively than you can with block.
Okay, now let's expand on that. So let's say you wanted to determine whether block-based storage virtualization or file-based is right for you. How would you go about doing that?
Well, first, are you a file shop? Are you a NAS shop, essentially? Is that your primary storage, or is that the area that you're trying to grow, and that's where you're having most of your problems? I would suggest that it's not which one's right for you, it's which one you're using at any given time. If you're using NAS, if you're using block storage or SAN storage, odds are you're using both. So where are your issues? If your issues are on the file side, then I would suggest file virtualization is a good play, depending if it's Microsoft or NFS would depend on what vendor you go with. On the block side, it's a little different. If you are a SAN storage play and you have a taste for being more in control of your environment, how it works, how it interoperates, how it integrates, and you want to control the hardware and software and you don't mind different vendors, then it's a good play if it solves problems for you. And there are a lot of problems that it solves, in both file and SAN storage.
Okay. Now, Mark, who would you say is leading the way in storage virtualization technology?
That is a very difficult question because storage virtualization is so broad. And typically, it's different than file virtualization in one other key factor. It is not really a separate market segment. Storage virtualization is different in the sense that whereas server virtualization, you see that as a complete separate market segment because it takes control of the server hardware and divvies it up to the operating systems. So the operating systems no longer control the hardware. In storage, you tend to find that it's been morphed, migrated. The whole virtualization functionality has moved into the controller so that every storage vendor has their own storage virtualization. Having said that, you have to say EMC is one of the leaders, NetApp is one of the leaders, Hitachi is one of the leaders, even IBM is one of the leaders. Now, depending on how you measure it, IBM will claim they are the leader because they've sold more SVCs than anybody. Now, SVC is their SAN volume controller, which is their virtualization engine. They've now migrated that functionality into a storage system, which they call the StoreWise V7000. So as you look at what everybody is doing in this space, it's virtualization, and some is more advanced than others. You'd have to say HV3PAR is a very advanced form of virtualization. But then you move into some other aspects of virtualization on the NAS side. And the most advanced on the NAS side today, you'd have to say, is Avere. And they're providing a scale-out clustered appliance that is not in the path of the data, ultimately, if you lose the appliance. But if you want performance, it is. It's a very interesting hybrid approach. There are others that do a great job of virtualization. Almost all the scale-out NAS is a variation of virtualization. And I can list dozens of scale-out NAS players at this point. The object-based storage is a variation of virtualization. So saying who's leading in virtualization, it's kind of a misleading question. The better question to ask is who's solving the most problems well? And that's a different animal altogether. I could look at performance and cost performance problems, and I could say a company like Xiotech or a company like Nimbus Data solve problems very well. They're both using a variation of virtualization. I could say EMC solves a much broader slew because they have a broader portfolio. But individual problems, maybe not as well, but in some cases, better. It just depends. I can look at a NetApp and say NetApp's got a broad portfolio and they solve some problems really well and others not as well. So it's a tough question to answer no matter how you phrase it.
Okay, Mark. So we saw such a surge in server virtualization technology. How would storage virtualization compare? Where would you say that we are in the adoption cycle?
I would say that server virtualization, as I said, is a complete, total, separate market segment. It's a technology in which it's looked on, dealt with, implemented as a separate, complete function inside the IT data center. Storage virtualization is a feature of storage.
Okay.
You're not going to see the same things that way. It does not have, ultimately, in the eyes of the IT manager, the same operational or economic value proposition.
Okay, thank you for all those answers, Mark.
You're welcome.
And for more information on storage virtualization, you can visit searchstorage.com.